Hey, Mr. Hafey. Thanks for coming in today. My name's Dante.
My name's Hayley.
My name is Osuni.
My name's Shagun.
I'm Heath.
And Mom, Tommy Hafey.
And we're going to ask you some questions. Can you tell us what teams you played for or did coach?
I played with Richmond. We lived in Richmond's area, and you had to play for the side that you were actually residentially zoned to. And I played with the Tigers, and then after 6 years, I went up to Shepparton in the Golden Valley and then came back and coached Richmond, later on Collingwood, later on Geelong, and then my last job was with Sydney Swans. Yeah, so 23 years all coaching AFL at VFL.
That's amazing. AFL.
What was your favourite team to coach?
Oh, the Tigers by a mile, because they just won so many games. Always up there and like always competing hard, got the best out of themselves. We had a really good team. We had a lot of players who weren't the captain who ran out with on the field, but they were leaders. And this is what you need. You need leaders in the place. There's only one captain run out and toss a coin, but there was probably half a dozen fellas who could have done it. And their attitude around the place was just absolutely sensational.
Did you ever win a premiership when you were coaching or playing?
We won four at Richmond, not as a player. Our team never looked like making finals when I was a player. We did finish fifth and sixth in successive years, but it was only a final four, not final 15 like we got now. It was final four. So as a result, we didn't finish down near the bottom, but we were just the middle of the list team. But as a coach, we won four premierships at Richmond. I did five grand finals at Collingwood. We never won any. We drew one, got beaten by 5 points in another one. So we weren't far away from it.
Yeah. What team do you support at the moment?
I'm a Tiger. Tiger. I don't see all the games because I do a lot of things on a Saturday afternoon, and I see more games in the country or the metropolitan area. And I like going to the country and being in the crowd with the people watching their local teams play. I love all that. Yeah, having a cup of tea.
Yeah.
What age did you start playing football at?
As a youngster or as the years? Because we never played. When I was a youngster, there was no underage, no under 8, under 10, under 12, whatever. The first games you played were, say, at school, might have been 14 or 15, you played three games against the other central schools, and then under 18 was the first lot of underage football. And maybe, and you boys would be able to tell me, and girls, I guess, you start playing at 7 and 8 and 9 and 10, by the time you're 12 and 13, you've had 100 games and probably 100 or 200 training sessions. So a lot of people struggle to keep on going. They jack of it a little bit. They do other things when they're 15, 16 and 17, and might be one of the reasons why a lot of people don't play football or netball or cricket or soccer when they are 17, 18. Yeah.
What was the first team you coached?
The Tigers was the first team as AFL, but I did coach Shepparton in the Golden Valley, and that's about two and a half hour drive from Melbourne, and we lived up there for 6 years, and it was a really great place to be, and I keep in touch with a lot of people up there, and we're very successful. So we won three premierships in a row. So then that's when, after that, I came back to Melbourne, coached the Tigers.
What age did you retire?
As a player in Shepparton, I was a playing coach. So I was a coach up at Shepparton, and I was actually playing out in the ground. So I was 34 when I finished there, and when I came back to Melbourne, I wasn't playing anymore. I was just a coach, and I was 34 years of age.
Yep. Did you ever win a Brownlow or have ever been best and fairest? If you have, how many times?
Never won a Brownlow, never won a best and fairest. I was just a very average player at that standard. We had some very good players. I'm polled votes in the Brownlow, but nowhere near up near the top or anything like that. I think I might have run 13th or 14th in the Brownlow 1 year. Yeah.
Do you like to coach and why?
I love being involved. It's lovely being involved. And I think when you're playing, you're enjoying it. When you're coaching, it's more or less an extension of your playing, because now you've got too old to actually be playing. So at least I'm still around. And the environment and the friendships you make, they're forever. And I know when I came back and coached Richmond, well, we had so many different functions that we went to, and all the players, when they got married or 21st and engagements, they were like club functions because everybody went. That's why there was so much feeling towards each other. Yeah, so that part was really, really great.
What is your motto and what does it mean?
Well, if it is to be, it is up to me, as you know. But also, I have another one where I talk to the students in the secondary colleges about Tommy Hafey's 4 Ds. And I write them on the back of my business card. 1, desire, dedication, determination, discipline equals your destination. That's your destiny. So, like, if you're just pay attention to all these, you'll finish up. If you want to be a phys ed teacher, or you want to be a solicitor, or a doctor, or a carpenter, or a nurse, and you just set your mind, that's what your desire is. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and nothing's going to stop you. That's the way I look at the whole thing.
Do you know roughly how many games you've played?
Well, no. I played 67 at Richmond. I think I played about just over 100 at Shepparton. And prior to that, I would have played, which was my club before I went to Richmond, East Malvern. I guess it might have been 100 or so there. No, I've never ever counted them out, to be quite honest. Yeah.
I think I saw you in a Swift ad. Can you tell us why a lot of footballers are in a lot of ads?
Yes. Well, because they're recognisable. And, like, because I'm a fitness person and never tasted alcohol or smoked, and so I am really recognised as a fitness person, and the Swiss suits me fine because I have different things that the doctor suggested that I have, because I have my checkups all the time. I never worry about that because you just got to look after yourself, and sometimes people don't go and get things checked out and they could have had something that maybe could eventually kill them. So I go all the time. I go probably twice a year, and because of my age I'm on a couple of different things. And with the Swiss things, like the fish oil and things like that, which I take, it's helped you. Yeah.
Was it stressful being a coach? I've seen how the coaches get angry, or are they just passionate?
Well, they probably do get a bit that way. I don't think I did the things that I see them doing now. I think you might get upset and might say something, but I can remember many years ago when I watched the coach who'd won the premiership, and he jumped up and he yelled out and all this sort of stuff. And I thought, what an idiot. That's what I thought, what an idiot. Now, when I'm in the coaching position, the same thing, and we've won the premiership, and everybody around me is jumping up, and I'm thinking, be calm, be calm. But by the time I left the coach's box, got down on the ground, I was a raving idiot. It just came up that way. I think it's just inside you, and it's something that you're aiming for to win the premiership, and when it's happened, I just couldn't contain myself, and I was really, well, probably criticising people, and I probably made as big a fool of myself as what they making them. But I don't think there was an amount of television coverage back then as what there is now. And I noticed every time something happens, they flash straight onto the coach, and he might be going bang with the bottle or something like that, and swearing, and you can pick what he's saying with the mouthing off of different things. I don't think I did that.
How long did you play for Richmond?
I played there for 6 years. Yeah, as I said, I played 67 games. Although my second year I was ill most of the year. I had hepatitis, which they used to call yellow jaundice at the time. I was in bed for 13 weeks, so that messed up my second year. Yes, I only played a few games that particular year. But I was there for 6 years. We never liked making finals, so I played an average of about 14 games a year, I guess.
Do you know roughly how many goals you've kicked?
I don't know roughly. I know exactly. 12.
Not really?
Yeah, and I kicked the goal with my very first kick. What about that?
Yeah.
I'll never forget it. I was 19th man, and the 19th man didn't come on off like that. Wasn't interchange, I'm 19th man. And they said, you're on, we're getting belted by Collingwood at Victoria Park. So I run out, and the ball comes down, I pick it up, bang, goal, first kick. You know why? I was facing that way, no other reason. Lucky I wasn't facing the other way, I would have kicked it towards the opposition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What position do you usually play in football?
Well, when I went down, I was a centre man, midfielder, rover. That's what they call them now, midfielder.
Yeah.
But people my height would be rover. That's a fellow who's got to be picking up the crumb. You're not going to take too many marks at my height. And you'd be doing plenty of running to help and all those sort of things. So I was a midfielder. But then Into my second, maybe third year, I went into the back pocket, which I was minding players my size. See, when the superstars who are on the ball as a rover, just say Bobby Skilton, who won 3 Brownlow medals, he's on the ball, but he doesn't go off the field to have a rest. He goes down in the forward pocket. And the player who I was minding now goes on the ball. That might only be for 10 minutes a quarter, but you'd be minding the very, very, very good players. And you've got to be really careful, because if they kick goals, it's a big black mark against you. And you're judged on what your opponent does. Now, you've got to be terribly careful. Yeah.
Yeah. Who is your role model and why?
Who is my role model? Well, I probably have had a lot of people that have been a big help. I guess my family, mum and dad were fantastic as far as taking me to the footy, taking me to the cricket, watching my dad play cricket and things like that. Yeah, and it was very close. And back then it probably was. You know, people didn't have the cars they got now. Our family just didn't drive a car. Never had a car. All the years that I was living at home, that sort of thing. And you'd more or less, your family were your best friends. But I suppose different people have helped me. The coaches, obviously, and I think I was very coachable. I never ever criticised the coaches. I used to get upset when players or people would criticise them. And it was never in the paper like it is now.
Yeah.
The way the rubbish comes up, I hate that. I really hate that. And funny thing about that, usually the people doing the criticising are the ones who hated being criticised when they were out there playing or coaching. Now they've got the pen or the microphone, all they do is rubbish. And I think there's a lot more in life than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think they're trying to find headlines so other people will talk about it. But yeah, but I just feel embarrassed with some of the things that they say about different people.
Thank you, Mr. Hafey, for letting us interview you. You've influenced us a lot today.
Thank you very much. I'm a lucky boy. I love doing what I do because, as you know, I speak to so many schools. And I think this must be about the 8th or 9th year in a row I've come back to speak at Berwick Lodge. It's really fantastic, and I'm really impressed because... I just see the way the place is and the way it's conducted. Because some place I go to, graffiti all over the place. I hate that. Gosh, I hate that. Yeah, but I just think the place really looks good and cleaned. And yeah, I think you must be very proud to come to a school like this.
I think you're a very big role model to a lot of people.
Thank you very much. Good girl. Thank you. That's really nice of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.